We're on the Yudamid base. The Gemara said that which it says that you need 30 days before Rosh Hashanah to be considered a year for Orla, or that you're allowed to be Mekayim the tree for Shavuos, doesn't go like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir says one day in a year is enough to be considered a year. The Gemara says, Ve'ela Mai Rav Elazar, goes like Rav Elazar, Shloshim u'Shloshim boy. Going to Rav Elazar, you need 2 times 30 days. Isnan, ein notin vein mavrichin vein markivin erev shviyas pachus milamed yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to do any of these things, planting or grafting, less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah erev shviyas, because of tosefa shviyas. You have to add on 30 days to shviyas. Shailah with Asmin HaTorah, with Rabbanon, but there's a 30-day addition period of not planting. The not of a Hivrich the Hirkiv Yaakov. And if you did plant within those 30 days, then you have to uproot the plant. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Harkova She'ena Koletes Begimel Yomim Shuva Ena Koletes. That doesn't take 30 days to take root, but 3 days is enough. And therefore, as long as you planted it 3 days before Rosh Hashanah is good enough. The Minchas Chinuch learns from here that the problem, there's a few different shilas what the problem is exactly. If you planted less than 30 days, we're talking here on the time that it takes for the plant to take root. So if you plant less than that time that it takes to take root, whether it's 30 days, 3 days, 2 weeks, we'll see. So then the plant takes root during Shemitah. And the Minchas Chinuch says, you see from here, the Isser is not just that you can't plant something during Shemitah, but the ground shouldn't be planted during Shemitah. So it's not just an Isser on the person. The land has to rest. So if the land takes root, if the plant takes root during Shemitah, that's a problem. Others learn that there's no such Isser. The Isser is on the person, just like by Shabbos, not the Isser on the land. And you can't cause the land not to work. And the problem is, the Ramban says the problem is like this. Since Legabe Orla, if you planted that tree less than 30 days, or less than 2 weeks, or less than 3 days, before Rosh Hashanah, when are you going to start counting the Shnos Orla from Echad B'Tishrei? It looks like you planted the tree on Rosh Hashanah, on Shemitah. So because of Maris Ayin, you have to be Oker the tree. Because since you're going to start counting the Shnos Orla, whenever they count the Shnos Orla, you're going to start counting it from Shemitah, so it looks like you planted it during Shemitah. Okay. Rashi learns, we'll see in 1 second, that the Isser is planting it in Tosefa Shvius. Even if you planted the tree in the addition to Shvius, you have to be Oker it. And others learn, no, if only you planted it on Shvius itself, do you have to be Oker it. Okay. Or it took root during Shemitah itself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Arkova Sheinu Koletes Begimel Yom Meshuv Ena Koletes. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon Omerim Shtei Shabbosos. Takes 2 weeks for Klita. And it doesn't mean that it can't, everybody agrees that it could conceivably take root right away. But sometimes up to 30 days, up to 2 weeks or whatever, the Shaila is that a reasonable thing to be choshish for or not? Okay. V'omer Rav Nachman Omer Rabba Baravu. Well, the Divrei Omer Lamed, sorry, Lamed Ushloshim. According to Rambam, says that it takes 30 days to take root. You need 30 days plus 30 days. You need 30 days to be considered a year, and you need another 30 days for it to take root. The Divrei HaOmer Shlosha, Tzara Shlosho Shlosha. The one who holds you need 3 days holds you need 33 days. 3 days to take root, and 30 days to be considered a year. The Divrei HaOmer Be Shabbosos, Tzara Shtei Shabbosos Shloshim Yom. The one who says you need 2 weeks holds you need 2 weeks plus 30 days. 2 weeks to take root, and then 30 days. That's how we paskin. 2 weeks plus 30 days, and that's a total of 44 days before Rosh Hashanah. Samara says, V'in nomik Rabbi Yehuda svirale. So what are you going to tell me? The Holzik Rabbi Yehuda, that you need only 30 days? You need 30 days in a year? Gimel u'shloshim boy, you need at least 33 days, because you need 3 days for it to take root. So it says that anybody who plants 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it counts as a year. It's not true. You need at least 33 days. Ela va'olam Reb Meir. So Mar says, no, it goes with Reb Meir. The chikom Reb Meir lamed v'klita. And when it said 30 days, it doesn't mean that you need 30 days because 30 days is considered a year. One day is considered a year. You need the 30 days for taking root. Reb Meir would hold that you need 30 days for taking a root. Like what's it called? Like Rebbe... what's it called? Like Rebbe Lesser. Yeah, that you need 30 days. You need 30 days for taking root. Right? 30 plus 30. So Rebbe Meir holds you need 30 days for taking root, and that's it. You don't need any more. Tomorrow says, no, it's not true. Well, Yichachi Lamed Aleph boy, you need 31 days. One day to take root, and one day to be considered a year, and 30 days to take root. So it's not 30 days, 31 days. Sover Yom Lamed Ola Lekan Lekan. Rebbe Meir holds that the 30th day counts double. So the last day of the 30th day for taking root counts as also the first day of what's it called, of the year. So you don't need 31 days, you only need 30 days. And that's what it says. Anybody who plants 30 days before is good enough. Not because 30 days is considered a year, one day is considered a year. But you needed 30 days for it to take root. And they point out that that's this halacha, that the one day counts both ways. So the last day of the first unit and the first day of the second unit, that only works when the unit you're counting is days. Like Reb Meir says, one day in a year is considered a year. But if, for instance, the Mandi Omer says 2 weeks, you wouldn't count the last day of the 30 days as the beginning of the 2 weeks, because you're using weeks as a unit, not days. You don't say that a day counts both ways for the two units. But when you're counting days, then you can have Yom Echad Ola Lekan
Lekan. Why don't you just look at the type of plant and see what? How long it takes the roots?
Because you can't. How can you do that?
You see if the roots are starting to come.
What?
You start to see the root. It's in the ground, so we'll test it, put it in a glass tube and grow it.
There are certain places
that
take longer.
And some plants take longer and some less.
Different soil.
I mean, how could you just say 30 days?
No, so that's a shear. For that, they threw Rabbi Yirmiyahu out of the base medrash. The shiurim the Chachamim gave are standard. What's it called? Shiurim, right? A little bit less than that is not. That's the shiur. Chazal and the Torah did not give shiurim for every little thing separately. They gave standard shiurim for everything. That way you can function. Okay. Rashi. Elamai keman tukma lamasnisa. So who are you going to set it? He says it can't be Reb Meir because Reb Meir holds one day in a year is a year. So who are you going to set it up like? Like Reb Elazar? Reb Elazar took Mabitmiya, who holds 30 days is considered a year, but you need 30 plus 30 according to Reb Elazar. Shloshim u'shloshim boy. Lamed yom leklita shetehegnish reshes ba'aretz. You need 30 days for it to take root. U'shloshim yom lechashiva shonin. 30 days to be considered a year. V'yimei haklita ain't olim la. And the time that it takes to take root doesn't count as that year because it didn't take root yet. The command of monach v'beis adami, it's like it's in the house. It's in a jug. It's not in the ground yet. Kol zman shelo kolta. Disnan de'ein netia koletes v'pachas milamed yom. Right? It says in the Mishnah that it takes a netia, a sapling, 30 days to take root. Other things, not trees, take root in much less time. Yeocher, 3 days. Yeocher, lefisher kolta b'shvius. So Rashi learned divri Reb Meir lo goris. Okay, then Rashi says the reason you have to be ocher it is because it took root in shvius. The divri haomer lamed yom leklita tzara shloshim u'shloshim. Shloshim leklita v'lamed letosefes kerb aleser. Need 30 plus 30. 30 days for tosefes and 30 days to take root. So Mar says, la'olam b'raisad le'er Reb Meir. The b'rais is Reb Meir. It says 30 days. That's not because 30 days is considered a year. That's because you need 30 days to take root. The chikomer shloshim leklita komer. Shetehe anetia lamed yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, kedei shetehe nikletes erev Rosh Hashanah. Because sover Reb Meir, delo yahivna letosefes lamed yom leyom echad. And Reb Meir holds you don't need 30 days for tosefes shvius. One day is considered tosefes shvius. Shloshim ve'echad boy. Shetehe yom hakodim l'Rosh Hashanah choshev l'shana rishon l'shal orla. Right, you need 31 days for to be considered a year for orla. You need 30 days to take root, and then one extra day to be considered a year. Right? Kidiktani also lo shoven. Okay, let's go on. Ushnehem mikra echad darshu. Both, what's it called, Reb Meir and Reb Elezer, whether one day is considered a year or 30 days is considered a year, learn it from Psukim. What's the Psukim? Vayhi ba'achas l'sheish mi'oshon l'barishon be'echad l'chodesh. It says by the Mabul, in the 601st year of Noah's life, and just before we have questions on this, the Svarim bring down from here, the Turi Evin, Rashi, the Rashi and Shmosa says like that, that when the Torah or Tanakh counts the years of a person's life, it doesn't go from his personal birthday. But the years of a person's life change according to Tishrei or Nisan, whichever cheshbon you make of the year. So a person's life years change at Rosh Hashanah, not at his birthday, in Tanakh. So Noach says, Ba'achas v'sheish mi'oshonah, Barishon be'echod l'chodesh. And the Mabul came in Noach's 600th year. And now it says in the Achas v'sheish mi'oshonah, the 601st year, the first month, the first day of the month. So Meir Sovra, Medakati yom echod hu, the Ayil b'shana, only the first day of the new year came in. And it's called the 601st year of Noach's life. That means that one day is already considered a year. Because only one day came into the new year of Noach's life. Shema mino, yom echad b'shana, chashuv shana. Rashi. Shneim, Reb Meir, Reb Elezer. Whether one day is considered a year or 30 days, learn it from Psukim. Vayhi ba'achas v'sheish mi'oshana. This is after 11 months that the Mabul began to fall. The Divrei HaOmer B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Later on, the Gemara will see. The Gemara says that it's machlokus whether the world was created in Tishrei or Nisan. So according to the Man Yomer, who's Rebbe Lezer, who says that B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam, U'Mabul Yorad B'Yud Zayim Marchesh. Then when the Torah says that the Mabul started on the 17th day of the second month, it meant the 17th of Mar Cheshvan. Kidlekamon. Hevi hai bo rishon be'echad l'chodesh b'tishrei. Then this rishon means the first day of the first month, according to the Cheshvan of Mitishrei Nivra Ha'olam, right before Matan Torah, the first month was Tishrei. First month is only Nisan after the Torah was given, for Klal Yisrael. But until the Torah was given, the first month was Tishrei. So if you hold b'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, when the Torah says Barishon, it means Tishrei. Di'ef Shalios B'Nisan, can't be Nisan, Shari Mem Yom Mabul, because the Mabul is 40 days, the Chamishu Mas Yom Shigovru Hamayim Aleim, and after the 40 days was another 150 days that the waters were strong. That was Ad Sivan, that lasted till Sivan. The Acher Kach Hayu Holich V'Chosar Ad Chodesh Asiri V'Hu'ah. And then it receded till the 10th month, which is up. Shoyasiri Livyuskisham, which was the 10th month from when the rain started. Which means, what's it called, which when they started in Cheshvan. Ba'oz Niru Rosh Ehorim, that's when you could see the tops of the mountains. Umi Echod Ba'av Ad Echod B'Tishrei Nivlu Amayim. And from the beginning of Av till Tishrei, 2 months, the waters were absorbed into the earth and the land dried up. Behind the Dixiv, Ayhi Ba'achas, the Sheish Mioshon, the Barishon, the Echod the Chodesh, Charvo Amayim. So this Rishon can't possibly be Nisan. There wasn't enough time between Cheshvan and Nisan for all these things to happen. So it must mean, Barishon means Tishrei. And that's the way the Torah speaks before Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Tishrei was called Rishon. According to the Man Yomar, it says, B'Tishrei Nivrola. So, Barishon Be'echa L'Chodesh Karvu Hamayim. Well, Divrei Homer Be'ir Yorad Amabel. According to Rambam Yomar, says that Nisan the world was created, then in Iyar, the second month, the Mabul started, on the 17th of Iyar. Havi Lehai Barishon Be'Nisan. Then this Rishon is Nisan. U'Bein Lamar, Bein Lamar, T'chila Shna Sheish Mios Ve'achas Lo Nichnasu Bo El Yomecha. It doesn't make a difference whether it's Nisan or Tishrei. The same result will be whether Noach's life, his 600th year, 601st year was counted from Nisan or Tishrei, depends when the world was created, but whichever it's going to be, it was only the first day of that month that came in, and still called the 601st year of Noah. So it's called, what's it called? Dichsi be'echad l'chodesh. The korele shana, dichsi ba'achas v'sheish mi'al shana. Until now was the 600th year of his life. So now we have 601 years, only one day in the year. You see that it's called the year. The idach, and what does Reb Meir do with that? And what does Reb Elezer do with that? He holds you need 30 days. Iksi v'sheish mi'al shli achas shana k'dekomras. If it would have said the 601st year, so then it would have called the year on the first day. It says the one before the 600, not connected to the year. It was only 600 years. And the achas is what's it called, not called the year. It's not the 601st year. It was only the beginning of the 601st year, but it's not called the year yet. It's only going, the years are only called on the 600. Kid the commerce, the Karele Shona. Okay, let's go on. Umay Achas, and what's the Achas? The Achas, the Sheshmios, Atchalta, the Achas Komer. It was the beginning of the first, the additional year, but it's not called the year yet. Right? And Echonami, one day in the year is the beginning of the year, but it's not called the year. That's the Shaila. It's called the year, not called the year. Rabbi Lezer, my timer. How does Rabbi Lezer know 30 days? So we know how he doesn't know one day. The machlokas is the achas v'sheish mi'oshana telling me that it's called a year, even though it's only the first day of the year? Or no, since it doesn't, the achas isn't next to shana, doesn't tell me that. So how does he know 30 days, though? We know how he knows not one day. How about 30 days? Tichsi borishon be'echad l'chodesh. Right? It says the first month, on the first day of the month. Medakati yom echad hu, da'ayil b'chodesh v'kori lechodesh. Right? It says, be'echad lachodesh. One day in a month is considered like a month. Shema minah, yom echad b'chodesh, chashuv chodesh. Umedi yom echad b'chodesh, chashuv chodesh, lamed yom b'shana, chashuv m'shana. Chodesh l'menuyav, v'shana menuyav. Just like one day in a month is called, what's it called, a month, because the month is counted by days. Right, not by hours, but by days. You have to have full days, either 29 or 30 in a month, even though the month itself is never a full day. It's 29 and a half days. But you count the month by days. So, too, you count the year by months. So just like in a month, one of the units that you count the month for is considered the whole month, it's considered a month. One of the units you count the year by is considered a year, which is 30 days, which is a chodesh. Rashi. And therefore, the Gemara says, well, the Achronim ask, well, maybe then you should count 29 days, because there are months of 29 days. And no, there's never a month of 29 days. A month is always more than 29 days, less than 30 days. But we don't count months by hours. So therefore, it has to be what's it called, dafka, full days. So the only days-wise of a month is a 30-day month. Kivikomris, the correlation shana. The kor lechodesh, the see be'echad the chodesh. Chodesh lemenuyov, echad min hamenuyim shalom chashim chodesh. Shachodesh nimne biyomim. A month is counted by days. The see vat chodesh yomim. The shana echad lemenuyeho. The same thing, a month is counted by its units. Chashuv shana. The hinim nesh bechadoshim. The see v'chod sheha shana.